What if the next really big leap in health, maybe even wellness, wasn't some super complex new drug? What if it was something, seemingly simple like a patch? Today, we're doing a deep dive into NextGel Inc. They're a biotech company that's actually making some serious waves, maybe quietly, with their hydrogel technology. So our mission here is to really dig into the core insights. How is their unique approach changing things? Everything from like everyday first aid right up to cutting-edge medical treatments. And we've got some great sources here. They cover well, pretty much everything from their specific manufacturing process, their different products, even their financial performance. So get ready. We're exploring a surprisingly impactful bit of biotech. Okay, so let's unpack this. To really get NextGel's impact, we need to understand their hydrogel first. I mean, what is a hydrogel fundamentally, and what makes the NextGel version stand out?
Right. What's really fascinating, I think, is their specific process. They call it electron beam cross-linking. So this isn't just your average hydrogel. It's quite a breakthrough, actually. Imagine a patch that's more than 95% water, and it's held together not by, potentially irritating chemical binders, but by this process. It essentially zaps water molecules into a stable, really, really gentle matrix.
Okay, so that high water content and no harsh chemicals, that translates to comfort.
Exactly. Ultra gentle, very skin-friendly patches. You can wear them for longer periods without that irritation you sometimes get. It's a fundamental shift from conventional options that can cause discomfort, sometimes even skin issues.
That focus on comfort alone seems like a big deal. But where it gets really interesting, I think, is their ability to actually infuse these hydrogels with active ingredients.
Yes, precisely. How does that work? Well, that gentle structure, the high water content, it's like a perfect sponge. It allows for the seamless infusion of all sorts of active ingredients, things like lidocaine for pain or CBD, even botanicals.
And they're protecting this.
Oh, yeah. They're serious about it. They hold 17 active patents covering these innovations. And if you connect this to the sort of the bigger picture, NextGel's tech isn't just stuck in one little box. Its versatility is key. It spans wound care, obviously, but also drug delivery, medical devices, even cosmetics.
Right. So it's like this one core material innovation unlocks completely different market categories. You see that with products like SilverSeal for minor wounds or Medigel, which is more for cushioning, right?
Exactly. And they've even acquired consumer brands Kenkoderm for sensitive skin, Silly George in the beauty space. That expands their direct reach quite a bit.
But looking at their pipeline, that seems to show where this technology could make an even bigger difference for people.
Absolutely. And that raises the really important question. What about drug delivery? This is potentially huge. They're developing, for instance, a diclofenac patch that's a common anti-inflammatory for pain relief,
Yeah.
and also an apremilast patch.
Apremilast. That's for autoimmune conditions, like arthritis.
Yes, exactly. And the early studies look really promising. They're showing the potentially faster acting relief, maybe longer lasting too, compared to traditional creams. Plus, it's just more convenient, isn't it? A patch versus messy creams.
Definitely. And then there's this surprising application in safety I saw, reducing harmful airborne particles during laser hair removal.
Yeah, kind of unexpected, right? But makes sense. They've developed a hydrogel application for that. A human trial is actually underway now.
And they're aiming for a commercial launch in 2025.
That's the plan. And it shows this isn't just about, consumer products you buy off the shelf. It's about improving safety in clinical settings too, for patients and providers.
Okay, so the technology is versatile. What about the business side? How are they structured?
Well, their business model is pretty diversified. They get revenue from their own branded products, like SilverSeal, but also from private label solutions for other companies. And importantly, they do contract development and manufacturing, so they can make hydrogel products for other players in the market too. That flexibility gives them resilience.
And that leads to partnerships, I imagine.
For sure. We're building some impressive ones. You mentioned Syntys distributing SilverSeal that's big for reach.
Right.
Then there are collaborations like with Stada Arzneimittel in Europe, a supply agreement with AbbVie, a major pharma company, for body contouring devices. Even Medtronic is using their hydrogels.
Wow, okay. Having names like AbbVie and Medtronic involved, that really validates the technology, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. It shows
Yeah.
the market sees the value. And underpinning all this is their facility. It's a vertically integrated, FDA-registered plant in Pennsylvania. Vertically integrated means they basically control the whole process, start to finish. Quality control, scalability.
It's a big facility.
Huge.
Yeah.
Apparently, one of only two like it in North America, state-of-the-art for hydrogels. Production capacity is over 1.4 billion units.
Billion, wow.
Yeah. And the financials reflect this momentum. They just reported Q1 2025 revenue was up 121% to $2.81 million. And gross margins improved nicely too, up to 42.4%.
Okay, impressive growth. So pulling this all together, what does this really mean for the future for health and wellness applications?
Well, I think NextGel's story really highlights the power of getting a foundational technology right, something adaptable. They started with this unique electron beam hydrogel, and now it's branching out wound care, beauty, drug delivery, even procedural safety. The core benefit seems to be superior patient comfort and better delivery.
Yeah, it's a really compelling example of how innovation in what seems like a small niche hydrogels can actually ripple out across multiple industries. And that directly impacts, you know, your health and wellness experiences in ways you might not even realize yet.
Exactly. Which leads us to maybe a final thought, something provocative for you listening. Given just how versatile this hydrogel platform seems to be, what other everyday problems or maybe bigger medical challenges do you think could be tackled, revolutionized perhaps, by a truly skin-friendly, highly adaptable patch like this? Something to think about.